Hey everyone, this is Tyree and welcome back to Lot Pop Talks. I have to apologize for yesterday. My internet was down, so I didn't have a chance to upload a podcast or finish up my blog. So I'll get to it today and knock it out of the park. So I got messages from a bunch of podcasters this week, and to all you guys who responded back to the messages I sent you, for all of you who listen to the podcast, applaud the podcast, you know, giving feedback and whatnot, man, I want to take this time to say thank you. I appreciate you, and hopefully we can continue to grow this community, this tribe, and our communications together. So, getting into the end of this week, it is Friday. This is our Motivational Friday. This is Motivational Friday number 5. So, you know what I'm saying? You guys got that. Give yourself a round of applause because you made it another week, man. And I'm so glad that you guys are here for another one of these episodes. This week we talked about telling your own story. You know, we talked about there's people out there who seem to want to tell your story the way that they remember it or the way they want it to be told. And sometimes the story that they tell precede the person, the actual person in the story. And people can get things twisted. This week we talked about how you are going to start running your own life, taking control of the situation, and telling your own story. I once had this same issue with a family member, or actually a group of family members. And don't get me wrong, I love my family. That's the closest example I have. And they would literally come from out of town and tell me, oh, you're Tyree. I've heard something about you, but I wanted to find out for myself. And for me to hear that, it was weird because I had only heard so much about these extended family members at the time. I only knew so much. So for them to have heard, I guess, so much about me and then were interested enough to want to find out who I was, that meant that the people that knew me and that they knew had conversations of their own. I thought it's weird. You should not be going off of what somebody else tells you ad nauseum about someone else. You should find out for yourself if you are interested in somebody or you want to know more about them. And even if what they think of you isn't the same of what they thought of you or what they believe about you, it should not matter, because it's really not your business. And you do not have to live or see yourself by the way that they think you are. You know, if you're following me on this one, you don't need to live by the narrative that someone else has. If your parents tell you, you ain't nothing, you're never going to be nothing, or you're just like me, you're going to suffer this way. Or if you have a husband or a wife and they tell you that you're not a good husband, you're not a good wife, you should do this, you should do that, man, come on. No, I don't think so. The problem does not lie with people pointing a finger at you, like telling you what you should be or what you shouldn't be doing and stuff like that. The problem is they don't understand how to communicate to you or understand who you are as a person and understand that no matter what happens, you're still human. So we take away that power from those people and we give it back to ourselves. Who you are, don't sit and worry about who you are or what you expect yourself to be. I want you to go out there and do it. If you are talented, show the world how you're talented. Show yourself how you're talented. You don't think that your content, the things that you create, are important. Get out there and talk about what it is that you do. Talk about it. Talk to everybody about it. Excuse me, I had to sneeze. I don't sneeze for a minute. But anyway, you should be talking yourself up, because if you're not your biggest fan, then why would anybody else be? This same thing goes for when we deal with our children. They gotta know, one, who's in charge, who they can rely on, who sets the ground rules, who has these amazing expectations and these beautiful wishes for them, they've got to know that it's you it's coming from. And then when you've set the groundwork for all of that, then it's time to start getting shit done. Now it's time to start leading by example. And to all my listeners who have made it this far, if you made it to this point, you are already on your way. You're already doing it. I'm not going to tell you it's still coming. You're already doing it. And for that, give yourself a round of applause, because this is not easy, everybody. This is not easy. When it's time to roll them sleeves up and start to get to work on ourselves, we find out a lot about us, how far we can go, how far we're willing to go, well, what we can do, what we can't do, what we stand for, what we don't stand for, and then having the courage to stick to it. This week was a powerful week for all of us. And I can't wait, again, I can't wait to see where you go from this point on. You guys are amazing people, and you all have your own story to tell. And I love reading about all of them. And I can't wait to visit more of you. I can't wait to hear more about you guys, read more about you guys, because knowing you deepens me. And I love me. I love me. And I love where I'm going, because for a long time, I hated me. And I started to make sure that other people hated me too. I want to say congratulations to you guys again for another amazing week. Thank you for being here with me. And I hope to see you or hear from you guys next Monday. Have an amazing weekend, everyone.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.